Welcome to Hour 2 of Authentic News, this 20th day of September 2023. Taking your calls, Dan in Washington. Join the conversation, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I used to listen to, you know, a lot of libertarian and Alex Jones. They'd bring up this Cloward and Piven strategy. But I looked into it, and it's not as diabolical as it sounds, because as far as I know, he wasn't talking about immigrants or illegal immigrants. He was talking about American citizens, where basically you had the federal government giving people benefits, and then you had certain states that weren't allowing their people to get those basically money from the government. So he was saying everybody should go in there and demand the benefits that the feds are giving to everybody. So that's what I saw when I researched it, and I'm like, well, that's not that bad of an idea. You know, Alex Jones, you say, oh, it's the Cloward and Piven strategy, but as far as I know, it had nothing to do with illegal immigrants. It was more Americans.
Dan, check out the variation known as the Kalergi Plan, which is to flood Europe with immigrants from Africa, being adapted here in North America to flood America. You put them together, and you got all the ingredients for the collapse of the American economy. Would you not agree?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there on the Kalergi Plan, and I'm not for immigration at all, you know, but I just, when I researched the Cloward and Piven thing, it just wasn't what Alex Jones always said it was. And you saw that happen with COVID. You had the federal government giving states money, like for food stamps and stuff, and then you had certain governors who basically screwed their own people out of benefits, you know, that they should have been getting, you know.
Dan, the latest reports I have is these illegal immigrants are being given $2,200 a month. They're being given food. They're being given transportation. They can pick the city they want to be transported to. I mean, it's outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned before that if we were to simply adopt the two principles, or two of the principles that govern immigration in Mexico, we'd be overwhelmingly better off, because those two principles are, number one, you have to be able to show you have something to contribute to the good of Mexico, a lawyer, doctor, carpenter, plumber. Number two, you have to be able to show you have the financial resources to support yourself and the members of your family coming with you, so you do not become a burden on the state. Dan, don't you agree if we were simply to adopt those two principles, the problem would be largely resolved?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, you know, when those Haitian refugees started coming over the border, I instantly saw these people working at, like, Walmart, certain corporations. They're being human trafficked by the biggest corporations in America. They get come up here, they got an apartment, like you said, they're getting the welfare already, and they get a job. It's a tragedy. Mayorkas should be impeached, should be in jail. It's just Kalergi Plan all over, you know. I agree 100%. I was just and Piven didn't. That's not what their point was, you know.
Well, their point was to overwhelm the system so it would be reduced to a form of socialism at all levels, state and local. But, you know, it's even worse, Dan, because California years ago, it was under Jerry Brown, when they introduced a motor voter bill so that when you obtained your driver's license, you were automatically registered to vote. Which sounds great until you realize that in California, illegals are allowed to get driver's licenses and therefore are being registered to vote. I think this has a lot to do with what the Democrats had in mind. Trump was winning by such massive margins. You know, if I'm right, he got over 100 million to Biden 37 in 2020. They want to bring in, you know, millions of voters that they think are going to vote Democrat. And, you know,
it's they needed one good thing, and a lot of these red states don't have it either. It's E-Verify, where at least with the, they should have mandatory E-Verify across the country. Where,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a step one to me, and I can't believe how many states don't even have that, like Texas or, you know. So it shows they're all making money off it. It's ruined America. I mean, I don't think there is a future in this country at this point. I'm just waiting for it to break up or whatever's going to happen. I mean, I don't know.
Dan, I share those anxieties about what is to come. I mean, this endless flood over the border all by itself is an impeachable offense. He has not enforced the laws of the United States, even though that's his task as President of the United States. Good call, Dan. You made a lot of very nice points. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. David in Massachusetts, join the conversation.
Direct effect?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. My ears perked up, Director Fetzer, when you mentioned Azerbaijan, and I'll comment on that Nagorno-Karabakh conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan. But before I comment on that, I'm not trying to flatter you, Director Fetzer, but the reason I'm calling, you've got a promotion. You're not just merely Inspector Fetzer, you're Director Fetzer. And if President Trump ever occupies the White House again, and he's got to get a cabinet together and appoint people, you would make an excellent FBI director. And that's why I called him Director Fetzer. Well, America would really get back on track if Trump would appoint you as director of the FBI. And you can throw that out to the RBN audience, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of amens from the RBN. I can't think of a better FBI director than James, the Honorable James Fetzer. I'm serious. I'm not trying to flatter you or anything. I really mean
that's
it.
That's very dear, David. I'll take that under advisement. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I hope Trump takes it under advisement. But, you know, it's amazing that saying politics makes strange bedfellows. And another person I want to cite is George Washington with his sage advice to avoid foreign entanglements. But, you know, that Nagorno-Karabakh conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan is a classic example of how complex things can get, these foreign entanglements. Now, ironically enough, Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, supported, and you can confirm this for me, if I'm mistaken, correct me, Director Fetzer, but Iran supported the Orthodox Armenian Christians, and then you had guys, rabid Zionists, like, if you're probably familiar with John Batchelor, the late John Batchelor. He passed away earlier this year. He had a talk show host. He was a rabid Zionist, and he used to have Russia expert Stephen Cohen on as a guest a lot, interviewing him. But Bachelor, actually, he's a rabid Zionist, but he was over in Azerbaijan supporting the Azerbaijan Muslim state. Now, I realize it's one of the more liberal, secular Muslim states, but nevertheless, here you have this rabid Zionist, and Israel, too. Israel, the Zionists in Israel, were supporting the Muslim Azerbaijan. He's over the Orthodox Christian Armenians. But anyways, I'll hand the mic over to you, Director Fetzer, and I'm sure you can shed some further light on the situation.
Well, wouldn't you think, David, it would have to be to provoke more conflict in the region? In other words, that the Zionists felt the greater the conflict between it Azerbaijan and Armenia and Turkey, the better from their point of view.
Oh yeah. That resonates. A question I have for you, Director, is I'm not quite clear where President Vladimir Putin came down on this. It seems to me like maybe he was trying to, because Azerbaijan, of course, is a former Soviet state, but nevertheless, President Putin is an Orthodox Christian, and wasn't he trying to maintain a position of neutrality in that Nagorno-Karabakh border conflict, or am I missing something.
Well, David, there are late reports today. I'll be discussing tomorrow that Russians seem to have negotiated a peace agreement and avoided an armed conflict in the region. So I'll be reporting in detail about that tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'll be listening. And so yeah, maybe the last thing I'll say. I hate negativity. Direct effects, but you know, there's a terrible problem going on within Republic broadcasting, and I'll talk about it at length. But I'll just tell you in the RBN audience what's going on. I don't think they're aware of this, but I can't call into Janice Barcelo's show anymore. I'm friends with Chris Switzer. I wanted to call Mike Gatti and talk about Article 6, Section 1 about. You know, that passes all debts and engagements entered into will be as valid against this Constitution as against the Articles of Confederation. I can't call into any of the weekend shows because this guy, Sam, I have no idea who he is, but he won't put my calls through when there's a new guy, Frank, on Saturday. And under the orders of this guy, Sam, board operator, who I have no idea who he is, they refuse to put my calls through. And I've been saying, yeah. Nobody, down through the years, nobody supported Republic Broadcasting more than me. I passed out thousands of the business cards out of my cab. Every time they asked for money, when I used to make a lot of money, like up in Alaska and everything, made lots of money. Whenever they asked for that they needed money, I was the first one to shoot them off $100. I was even in the Army with John Statmiller and, back at Fort Knox and everything. And who the heck is this guy, Sam, trying to... and then that Steve Elkins jumped in on the bandwagon, too, when I exposed... I'm very familiar with John Kelly because he was senator from Massachusetts up here for years. He tried to palm himself off as an Irishman, even though he has a Jewish background. And then Elkins is saying he's banning me because I revealed that John Kerry's not his real name. Harry Cohen, and it's spelled K-O-H-N, but it's pronounced Cohen. Harry Cohen. They were Austro-Hungarian Jews. And then Elkins banning me and. Even Merck called in a couple of calls after me and directed Elkins to Haaretz newspaper. But anyways, I'll shut up.
David, I cannot speak for other hosts, but you are always welcome on this show. I want you to know that. I really like your calls.
Thanks, Director. Yeah, my calls are put through during the weekday. It's just this, and I really like Chris Switzer, and we're developing kind of like a private friendship. We talk privately on the phone.
Yeah,
and Chris, this last Saturday asked this new guy Frank, pleaded with him to put my call through, and Frank wouldn't do it. He says he's under strict orders from Sam not to put my calls through.
Well,
Sam,
maybe. Maybe people will respond to your laying it out as clearly as you have here, David. Listen, I look forward to your next call, my friend. Thank you again for calling today.
Okay, thanks, Director. Thank you.
My pleasure, David. Thank you. Andy in Texas. Andy, join the conversation.
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say, I mean, we got to look at these politicians and past politicians or whatnot. Look at their score. I mean, these guys go to the CFR and they brag about how many people they had to kill to keep themselves in power. I mean, let's look at the Clinton, you know, they got over 100 and some odd people, probably even more than that.
I think it's close to 200, actually. I think it's close to 200, yeah. Andy, on Clinton death list.
Yeah. So think of the other people. So we've only seen Clinton's, you know, crime family there. What about the John Kerry's? What about the John McCain's? What about the Mitch McConnell's? All these different idiots that we consider our leaders.
Yeah. Well, I take a pretty dim view of those on your list. You know, John McCain, John Kerry, mediocrities in the extreme. Mitch McConnell, don't know what to say. He's had this brain freeze now several times. I think his time has come and gone. Mitch McConnell would never agree to a change in attire and, you know, decorum to allow Fetterman, real or fake, to run around in shorts. I mean, that's just insulting, embarrassing. I can't believe the Senate has done it. But their control of the Senate is so tenuous, Andy, I think they're just accommodating as much as they can to keep the vote, keep control of the Senate. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what's insane is that we look at all these people with Mitch McConnell freezing up, and you got Joe Biden just shaking hands with a ghost, and all these people in Congress and stuff. I mean, if that's not a perfect example of why we need term limits, I don't know what is. I mean,
yeah.
Therein probably lies the problem with our country, is the fact that we're allowing these people to stay in power as long as people keep voting for them. And we're guessing, there's quotations right there, we're guessing that these people are actually voting for these people. How
right,
do you
right.
vote
remember,
in Dianne Feinstein?
Yeah. Andy, remember, we got a whole lot of figures in office only because of the electronic voting machines, and then Obama put the election system under DHS with this FirstNet that enables them to monitor and change the vote down to the precinct level. Until we go back to paper ballots and hand counts and voter ID to vote, I think we're in deep, deep trouble, and it's not obvious to me how we get out of it.
So, do you see any kind of paper ballot coming back up? Because I don't see it. I mean, we're talking about the...
The Republicans aren't doing enough to complain about it. I just find it shocking. Yeah. I mean, this is costing them election after election. Really good people. Like Carrie Lake in Arizona, nobody gave a damn about this woman who wound up winning the race. Nobody gave a damn about her. Fetterman cannot have been a legitimate winner in Pennsylvania either. So we're in dire straits, Andy, until we can get it squared away, and I don't see any effort to do it, sad to say. Thanks.
That lies my point. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you for the call, Andy. Laura in Michigan. Laura.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. First of all, I want to thank Frank and Sam for not letting David on in the weekends. He's a horrible caller. He just goes on and on and on. Doesn't really say anything.
Well,
anyway, did you know that...
I like
you
the guy, but go ahead.
A big
I get
bust?
Her point of view. Go ahead.
Well, a whole bunch of people... where terrorists were arrested, and they were told they'd probably get 11 years in prison. Who are these terrorists? A bunch of old ladies, age 70, praying in front of a Planned Parenthood.
Oh, these were anti-abortion activists, elderly women who have been now severely punished by many years. This is just ridiculous. It's like the January 6th fiasco. Do you know the FBI had so many informants in the crowd, they don't even know the total number? I mean, it's just outrageous.
Another thought came to me with that other caller. But they just hand out licenses to illegal aliens. I mean, they've already had a 60-year-old...
I know, Laura.
Seat time.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
You know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Miles in Maine, join the conversation, Miles.
Yeah. Oh. Hello, James. Yeah, I always loved Laura's calls, and she's been great. I remember her husband, Bob. He was a great guy, too. But, you know, I look at this Fetterman guy, and I'm not kidding you. I go to restaurants, and they wouldn't let that guy in. They don't care who he was. If he comes up dressed like that, they're going to, the guy at the front door is going to tell him that you go home and put on a suit, you know, shirt and tie, or you can't come in. So yeah. I also remember seeing, you know, videos of the Kennedys playing football. They're playing football and dressed up better than this guy.
Yes.
You're
100% correct. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as Hunter Biden, you know, see what happens when you don't take your father's advice. I mean, you see what happens to him?
The father's advice in this case was, what was the father's advice, Miles?
All you need is a sawed-off shotgun, and with that, I'll let you get a big chuckle. Have a great show, James. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Miles. Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, Miles is absolutely right, Jim. You don't need a... He said sawed-off double-barrel shotgun. You don't need a... AR-15, you just got a double saw the double barrel shotgun. I was out of biting a bumbling mouth. Anyway, I got to tell you this, Jim. I don't think Laura made the right call there talking about Dave from Boston. Dave should have a right to call in. I mean, you know, he wouldn't like her him to call in and say she should bar it on the weekend. So I don't think that's fair. I have to go along with Dave on that. Yeah, maybe he rambles on a little sometimes, but, you know, hey, everybody has a, I might not agree what he has to say, but I'll fight for his right to say it. So that's, that's the old adage, you know?
Yeah.
And I agree, but I fight for the right for him to say what he's got to say, and he does, he said he contributes, so,
well,
you know, financially. So I give Dave a shot.
As you know, I mean, I happen to like Dave a lot. He's very distinctive, and I like what he has to say. And I do not generally go along with, you know, censorship at all. I think we should all have the opportunity, and it's part of why I'm so strongly opposed to any censorship, whether it's on YouTube or Twitter or Google or Facebook, you name it. I don't like it. And, of course, I've had six of my books banned by Amazon, and that is just repulsive. Americans are entitled to read what they want and think things through for themselves without some company, which in this case I'm certain was acting as an agent for the state, to censor them so they wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook or Boston bombing or Orlando and Dallas or Charlottesville or Parkland, much less the moon landing, which was banned because the ADL didn't like that there's a section of essays about the Holocaust that raised serious doubts about whether it was anything remotely like what it's been presented as being. And by the way, those interested in this subject, I've just republished a piece of mine about it on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. You can also access it through my Twitter, at Jim Fetzer. Continue, Tom.
Yeah, well, exactly, Jim. You know, Dave does give some pertinent information that's very important to RBN, so he should have a right to his opinion. And Laura needs to understand that. She's said that about other people, and that's not right. But anyway, I'm not going to go there. I wanted to say a thing about what Dave said, though. They said about something about John Kerry. His name was Jonah Kahn. The father was a shoe salesman, and the father ended up committed suicide. Jonah Kahn, Senator Kerry's father, committed suicide. Like, I believe it was in 1960. I can't remember the year. But Jonah Kahn, that was his name, Kahn. I think it was K-A-H-N, Kahn. Jonah Kahn's father did kill himself. He committed suicide. Kerry just happened to get lucky. You know, remember the debacle with Vietnam when he said he was on a river. He was on a river rat on the Vietnam, on the Delta Congo, whatever, which is a lie. He was a liar, just like a typical Democrat like Blumenthal, like Bernie Sanders, all these communists. They're all a bunch of communists. But here, Jim, here's the real reason I called your show. Not to spew on their other callers. I want to call your show about this. Have you heard what's going on in Sacramento, California, sir?
Tell me.
Okay. I want everybody to research this. There's homelessness like they never see. They had a Democratic congressman named Ho, and this guy's going nuts. He said he's never seen anything like it. He said, Sacramento looks like a third world banana republic. Homelessness everywhere. They've only been able to house 900 homelessness, and the state of California and the federal government's already kicked in $145 million to house 900. And I'm saying to myself, in the meantime, you got 13, 14 million illegal aliens in the state of California. And I don't know if these guys are veterans, Vietnam veterans, or what they are. Veterans, I don't know what war they were in. And it doesn't really say.
Tom, hang on. I'll keep you on here after the break. We'll be right back with you, Tom.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tom, continue with your thoughts, my friend.
Jim. I just want to say what's going on in Sacramento and all over California with this homelessness and these illegal aliens all up in New York and Chicago. This is utter disaster. I don't know how this is going to end up turning out. It's going to be horrific, I do believe. But
it was so predictable, Tom. It was so obvious. You bring in millions of people, you got nowhere to put them. New York City is going crazy. The mayor there pulling what Harry may have left on his head out. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Well, but then this was a deliberate plan. This is a deliberate plan to destroy America, Tom. If you understand it had no constructive goal, but only destructive, you begin to understand what's going on.
Well, the price of toilet paper in paper towel, they said in California, in New York, is off the charts. I don't know how those people are paying. They're paying, $15 for rolls of a six-pack of toilet paper and paper towels. It's insanity in New Jersey. Same thing.
Wow.
But here, I want to talk about A.G. Garland. You know what A.G. stands for, Jim?
Attorney General?
Another goon. No, another goon.
Oh, okay.
I call it another goon.
Grilled by Jim Jordan today, by the way.
Oh well, that guy should be put in a Sing Sing or so. I don't know where they put this guy.
He was being grilled by Jim Jordan today in the House. Doing quite an effective job. I'll be reporting on it tomorrow.
I believe this guy's working for the state of Israel. I believe he's taking orders. Him and Schumer and all these schmucks, Blumenthal.
Yeah, he is
Israel. What to do? Not the United States government. Israel.
Blinken. These guys are all dual U.S. Israeli citizens. I think you're right, Tom.
That's right.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of room for doubt.
No, there's no question. They're dual citizens, and they got more loyalty to Israel than they do to the United States. That should not be allowed in this government. We should not have a guy like Mayorkas, who's born in Cuba, Havana, Cuba, telling him he's going to run our immigration. Are you serious? This guy should be put in chains. This guy's a criminal, Mayorkas. He looks like a freak show. This guy's an imbecile.
Tom, the very first political speech I ever gave was on 15 April 2008 on the grass outside of the Capitol. It was income tax day. It was a Ron Paul freedom rally. And I gave a talk that would subsequently be published under titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda, where I explained that dual citizens should never be placed in policy shaping or decision making positions, because you cannot know that their loyalty to the United States isn't outweighed by their loyalty to the other state. They should never be in office. We should not allow any dual citizen to be any high office in the United States. I agree.
Jim, I believe Barry Goldwater, when he was running for president, said that he was Jewish. And he said there's no way he should have dual citizenship with Israel and the United States. And that was Barry Goldwater. And they shot him up. They said he was crazy. Remember how they made Barry Goldwater look like a crazy man? And Barry Goldwater had a lot of great points.
Tom, in retrospect, I think you're right. I think there'll be a growing appreciation of Barry Goldwater over time. Tom, great call. Great call. Lots of good points. Thanks very much, Tom. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Well, thank you, Inspector, Professor, Ambassador, whatever Dave wants to call you. I have the highest regards for you, and I compliment him on that, but he doesn't have to repeat it. He doesn't have to throw the word in so many times. I want to straighten something out. Sam, I don't know why Sam cut him off on the weekends from calling in the network and everything else like that, but Sam, if you're out there, the next donation I make is to you. The other thing, too, is Steve Elkins. I was listening to the show when Steve Elkins told him straight up, because Dave made a comment. And Steve says, well, what do you have to back it up? What proof do you have? And he asked him 2-3 times. And Dave says that proof doesn't matter. And Steve banned him from the network or calling his show from there on in. And thank you, Steve Elkins.
Okay. Do you remember what the issue was, Jerry? Do you remember what it was?
No, I cannot remember it, but it was a certain point that he was bringing up, and Steve is questioning, and I'm questioning it. And finally, when you asked him for the proof, where did you get this info? Well, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Okay, I mean, you investigate.
Well, it depends on the issue. Some things are just a matter of point of view. But, of course, in general, yes, you want to be able to support an argument with good reasons that are founded in evidence and logic. So we get it, Jerry. Is there
okay?
What more you got on your mind today than Dave?
Well, just I had to dial in the board up, and even Mike got a kick out of it when I said, I've got to straighten this out about Dave. And So that's all I wanted to do, Dr. Fetzer, and thank you very much for taking my call, and I appreciate you being on this.
Thanks, Jerry. I like RBN a lot. I'm real happy, very comfortable here. Francis in North Carolina. Francis, join the conversation once again.
Oh, boy. Hey, young man. You know, I really wasn't going to call in to the show today, but what the heck. When someone made a commentary about the election process and so forth as far as the politicians go. And, you know, let me preface my comment first by saying this. Yes, it would be fantastic if we had a legitimate voting process where it was paper ballots. They were actually counted, regardless of how many people they can get to do that process, which is no big deal. It would make it more legitimate than what it is now with the computerization and the hacking and all that kind of garbage. Who knows where outside of the U.S. border doing the counting and all that stuff electronically is. Now, That's never going to happen, unfortunately, because of the continuation of this process as we currently have it now, for the last few decades, dare I say. However, meanwhile, depending on, obviously, the candidates that are presented, already picked out, it's already been decided who the so-called elitists or spoiled children want to have an office in the big house, for that matter, let alone their subsidiaries, their siblings, their cabinet, their staff ad nauseam. That's all been picked out and selected, regardless of what people think, whom they have voted for, which is a farce to start with. The only thing I can think of, and I know a lot of you are going to think, oh, you're just throwing spitballs against a brick wall. You're right, except for one thing. Until you try it, don't knock it. Because so far, the last few decades that I have been alive, the voting process has been so mucked up, dare I say, that it's beyond recoil. Now, with that being said, there's only one way I can think of to correct it, and that is void the vote. Why I say that? Because when people stop voting and they end up putting in someone, depending on who the choices are, that's already been pre-selected, if they put Joy Boy back in there again, you know full well that the bloody thing is an implosion act altogether.
I think we can already see, Francis, the whole thing is mucked up. There's no question that it's not working the way it's supposed to work. I mean, the beauty of the Constitution has to do with periodic elections, recalls, referenda, impeachment, that there are ways we can change the course of the country if we don't like it. But when you can rig the election, we can't change the course of the country, even when we don't like it, even when most of us don't like it, even when most of us are overwhelmingly opposed, which is a form of tyranny. And it was JFK who observed that those who make peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Hence the reason why he got taken out, not to mention the CIA that he was trying to disband, as well as the Federal Reserve, because he could see this, along with the other alphabet soup groups that he was trying to disband and all that. They couldn't have that.
You're right, Francis. There were 8 different sponsors, CIA, Joint Chiefs, anti-Castro Cubans, the mob, the Texas oilmen, the Eastern establishment surrounding the Fed, Israel, and LBJ, who wanted to be president of all the people.
Mm-hmm. It was sickening. And with that,
each of them had their own hitman. Each had their own shooter in Dallas that day.
Well, that's a good point, too. Meanwhile, I have a green olive with my margarita, dear, and you have a great week.
Thanks, Francis. Great call. Nancy in California. Nancy, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. So I was listening to a program. Actually, there's been more than one that Dave from, I think he's from Massachusetts, has called into, and he didn't want the host he was yelling at and threatening to have his free speech, because that particular host was talking too strongly against the Jews, and Dave didn't like it. And I'm sure
Pretty open-minded today, at least here on my show. I'm not sensing that, but go ahead, Nancy.
You would need to listen to it yourself. Aren't these people deceptive? Aren't they taught to lie, especially to Goyim? Just go back.
Well, but you got to make judgment. I don't see any duplicity in Dave myself. I do not see it, but...
Well, do you listen to RBN besides when you're on?
Principally only. Do you have any idea how many shows I'm doing a week? I'm doing 22 hours of radio every week, Nancy.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that you haven't listened and you haven't heard what I've heard.
Yeah.
He also cozied up to Rick.
I think as long as he's on his good behavior, I think that hosts may be more willing. You know, I do oppose censorship generally, but I get your point, Nancy.
All I can say is that Dave is being a hypocrite because Dave wants to have his free speech. And by the way, he should keep this private. He shouldn't bring this out. It's unprofessional. Number one, one talk show host shouldn't be talking about another, and he should keep this between himself and the station instead of making it public. But that's not the only reason I called in. I have two other things to say really fast because I want to give other people a chance. Okay, your book on the moon landing.
You're fine. You're welcome to call anytime. Anytime.
So Dan, your book on the, I'm not done. Ahead.
Yeah, good. Go.
Oh, so your book on the moon landing, I believe now, I do not have any question in my mind. I believe absolutely it was faked, and I believe it was the way that these villains, these traitors, these domestic enemies were able to siphon off millions upon millions of dollars from the American people.
Yes. Yeah.
And then as far as earlier you were talking about, like, the border and just general welfare is them protecting our border. Specific welfare is them providing health care and giving them $2,000 stipends. It's absurd the way they have twisted things around so badly in our country. We have domestic enemies. They stole the election, and we need to get them out.
Yes. Nancy, truer words were never spoken. You're 100% correct.
And back to Dave. I know you're busy. I know you have a lot of other things going on, but try to listen once in a while. Dave is not what he reports to be.
It's okay. I'm not telling anyone else how to manage their show, Nancy. I respect every host has the right to do however they believe with their guests. I like Dave, and I'm glad to have him here. That's all I'm saying, you know. And I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm not going to poke my nose into it. I'm glad you called, though, and, you know, sharing your opinion about matters over and beyond Dave.
Well, it's not just that. He was on with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock as a guest. And at the very end of his spiel with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, made a cryptic comment about these Jews buried under the Georgia Guidestones. It was like honoring and venerating these Jews that apparently, supposedly, were buried under the... But this whole program also was centering around the passing of Rick Adams, who Dave happened to cozy up to before.
I liked Rick a lot. I was on his show a fair number of times. I liked him a lot.
Yes. So if anybody can get a copy of that program and listen to it, and listen to some of the archives on RBN, and you're going to see a different picture, a different face.
It's okay, Nancy. I mean, I've got a lot of issues to deal with that are going on here, including nuclear war. And, you like Dave, have the opportunity to say your piece here on this show, and I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy, for calling. Dan, Washington, taking your back here for a second bite at the apple. Dan.
Well, I just called on this topic. I think you're a strong host, and it just takes a strong personality to determine if you want to hang up on someone or not. I think this banning stuff is childish. I think Rivero got mad at Tom and banned Tom from Florida for a while, and, you know, it just makes me sick when these, and I never heard that last caller even call in before. And then she's whining about Dave, like, oh, I'm going to try to get him. I've never heard Dave Bielan being philo-Semitic or whatever she's saying. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
personally, I mean, I've told you, I mean, I like Dave. So, you know, he's
like
welcome
Dave
to
too.
Hear anytime. Further thoughts of yours, Dan, about any of these subjects we've been addressing today? I mean, quite a range of things going on out there.
No, I just, well, it makes me irritated when I hear, like, babies out there, we should ban this person or ban that person. And then
I'm not for banning,
you know.
But, look, I'm not beyond actually giving someone the boot, but, you know, it's been quite a while. And it may happen again, but I've just been very, very happy with the audience here and all the call-ins. I think they've been terrific, one and all. I've been happy, very. And I'm impressed. There's a lot of intelligence out there, a lot of knowledge, background, information in the RBN audience. So to me, I think it's I'm real happy about it.
Thanks for taking the call. So you're a strong host. You can handle it.
Thanks, Dan. Glad you called back.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, we got Miles back from Maine. Go ahead, Miles, join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim, you know, I think it's because you're new on this show again now, that being a host here, that you're not aware of some of these things. Nancy's been around a while. I think she's even a contributor, so I don't know what Dan meant by that. But what Dave used to do is, and I like Dave, don't get me wrong, he makes some good points, and he's got a good, you know, presence about him, and he's knowledgeable, but Dave would pit callers against callers sometimes. And so yeah. John Stadtmuller didn't like it and banned him, and then Sam banned him, and other people banned him. And that's why, because he wouldn't stop doing it, and they warned him many, many, many times.
Okay.
And I like Dave.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I like Dave.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Like, I heard the other day you had Tuscan on. Another one banned by Stadtmuller for his mistruths, miscommunications, and whatever you want to call it. Stadtmuller threw him off the air. And then you had
Who is that, Miles?
That's your friend, Bob Tuscan.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, so you need to catch up on some of this. A guy you might want to catch up to is Dennis.
But Miles, there's a place for a fresh start. With me as a new host, you know, it's a fresh start for us all. Miles, let me make this point. The only reason I've ever given anyone the boot is because they were talking over other guests. I mean, this is on another show where we didn't have just one guest at a time, which is good. But on my Revolution Radio show, sometimes I'll have two or three guests. And when I'm trying to, you know, moderate, go back and forth, I have had a guest who just wanted to dominate. And that was what caused me to give him the boot. It's actually happened more than once. And that's because I like the guy. He's got a lot to say. It's just a matter of propriety and manners.
Don't think by any way that I'm blaming you. Not at all, Jim. You're my favorite. You're one of my favorite guys of all time. But listen, you need to talk to one of your Rev Radio guys, Dennis Fetchko, the Fetch, and ask him about Tuscan, or look up the Tuscan Tussle with Fetch. And Fetch just lays a bear. You need to contact Fetch.
Okay. Miles, I have good relation with Bob Tuscan, you know, that he has bad relation with others, that it just doesn't bother me. But thank you for calling with those additions. We got one more caller on the line, Lisa in Salt Lake City. Lisa, join the conversation.
I've just learned about you in the last couple of months, you know, through the radio station. You know, the Republic Broadcasting has all kinds of people call in, and they have all kinds of different opinions and whatnot. And the history lessons, as you learn, are fabulous. And I really like your program a lot because you tell us a lot of stuff that you wouldn't catch otherwise. So I appreciate you. You're welcome. Anyway, the reason I called is they need to do something about the homeless problem. My suggestion is that they need to buy some property that has buildings that are not suitable to live in and knock them all down, and then just have a whole bunch of train cars that they're not in use, and fix them so they have these heating units and cooling units in them.
Lisa, that's a damned interesting suggestion. Let's talk about it some more. Maybe even tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And everyone for calling. All of you. I love being here.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.